Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, always excited to welcome in the very accessible Amherst general manager, Randy Sexton, for a few good minutes here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Randy, how you been?
I'm great, guys. Thanks. How are you?
Doing great, Randy, and it's good to see Don Granato back, if we can start here. Back with the Sabres this week. Does that mean now we get Chris Taylor back in Rochester, or might he just stay up with the Sabres now? What is the situation surrounding Tails?
No, Tails will be back in Rochester. We're just working through, I guess I would call it, dignified and graceful transition process to make sure Donnie gets back integrated completely with the Sabres, and then as soon as that's done, we'll be bringing Tails back to Rochester to do the very same thing.
Randy, with Taylor there in Buffalo, what have his responsibilities been there the last couple of months with the Sabres?
Well, he's been on the bench, obviously, working with the forwards. He worked with our forwards principally and our sentiment on faceoffs in practice, responsible for our power play together with Ralph. He's been a very valuable resource for us there. I know Ralph and the rest of the coaching staff really enjoyed Tails, got to know him better, and really came to respect the knowledge he brings both as a coach and the quality of person that he is.
Amherst general manager Randy Sexton, our guest, also the assistant up in Buffalo, where, as you know, Jason Bottrell Monday telling reporters that the organization searching for a forward to help our group. You know, a team pretty banged up organization for that matter. So, Randy, how's that search going? And, you know, what is the trade market like here in the month of November?
Well, it's I say the trade market's constipated. It's a tough go. Because, you know, both teams making the trade need to have cap space, number one. Number two, there's a lot of other teams looking for forwards. It's really quite remarkable when you look at the number of high-profile players around the league, whether it's Domi in Montreal or Marner in Toronto. A lot of quality forwards are injured, so you've got other teams looking, looking as well for forwards to fill things out. So it's fairly complicated. I mean, we work at it every day. It doesn't mean it can't be done, but it tends to take a little longer than normal at this time of year, primarily because cap space.
Randy, you've got a couple of forwards that are with the Amherst that are week to week, but they both have experience with the Sabres, and Remy Ely and Scott Wilson. How close are both of those players to returning?
Well, we got our fingers crossed that Scott will be ready for the weekend. He was at practice today, looked good, looked comfortable. When I chatted with him after practice, he said he was optimistic he could go, but obviously we need medical clearance before that can happen. Remy was out of town today seeing a specialist. I haven't got the results yet from his trip. I expect to get them later today, but, you know, again, with him, fingers crossed, we can get this, get the treatment plan accelerated, if you will, and get him back just as quickly as we can.
One of our listeners, Tom, writing in, Taylor Lear. When is Taylor Lear due back, Randy?
Well, he could start contact. We can start to introduce contact December 3rd. From there, we'll just have to wait and see, you know, make sure the shoulder's stable, make sure he's comfortable, make sure he's confident. He's looked terrific in practice the last week. Of course, he's got tons of energy at the best of times. So he was flying out there today in practice, shooting the puck well. And when I talked with him today, he continues to tell me how great he feels. So we'll need to be careful, you know, when you're introducing a player back into contact after a lengthy delay out with injury. You just got to make sure you don't, put all those 4 or 5 months of good progress at risk by trying to rush things.
We'll have more of your questions on Twitter at ESPN Rochester for Amerks General Manager, Sabres Assistant General Manager, Randy Sexton, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Randy, we were excited for the call-up of Tage Thompson. We talked to him before the season started. We knew he had that fire in his belly to get back up to Buffalo. Before he got hurt, what kind of a season do you think he was having? Tell us about what you thought his game was going, and is the hope to get him back on the ice here before the end of the new year?
Well, Tate's game was continuing to evolve in a positive way. I mean, we see the skill, the shot, the reach, you know, the hockey sense, the speed. Those were some of the things that, you know, we caused us to make a trade for Tate. There were some other subtleties to the game that I think are a little bit unique to him. And we think he can be a great net front presence for us, both on the power play and 5-on-5, and we wanted him to work on that. We wanted to work on the defensive side of the puck a little bit more. We wanted his the quality of his wall play to improve. And for anybody out there who knows Tage, this kid is incredibly focused. He is incredibly driven to play in the National Hockey League. So he came to Rochester, worked his tail off, and continued to score, which was wonderful to see. But equally important, he was making good progress in some of the finer points of the game that we had asked him to work on.
Hearing Jason Botrel earlier in the week say that Dylan Cousins, that's not an option. He's going to stay in junior. So if you're looking for other options here, if the organization's in a pinch here, players like Sean Malone that are not on two-way contracts, has there been, Randy, any discussion perhaps to giving a veteran like that or someone else a chance to help out with the big club?
Well, you know, we're limited to 50 NHL contracts, and that's why, you know, certain players, while we'd like to have them on NHL contracts, including Sean, we just aren't able to do it. So we've been able to clear up a little bit of that space. Right now we have two players on NHL contracts in Rochester, but we do have some flexibility. If the requirement's there, we do have the flexibility to flip somebody from an American League deal to a National Hockey League deal. So we'll take it one day at a time. We get our fingers crossed that Scott Wilson's back real soon. Hopefully Remy back before you know it, and we'll be certainly moving towards the type of roster that we had at the start of the year.
Amherst General Manager Randy Sexton joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen,
yes.
We're excited about UPL. He's healthy. You made the decision to start him out in Cincinnati. What's the timeline looking like for him to return to Rochester, Randy?
Well, you know, internally we believe that a rookie goaltender needs to approach 40 starts in his first year pro. And we're fortunate to have really good goaltending in Rochester this year with both Andrew Hammond and Jonas Johansson. So we're able to get UPL to Cincinnati. The plan there is to get him 16 to 18 starts, provided he's able to stay healthy. And then we'll reassess where his game is at come Christmas time, and we'll make a decision from there whether we bring him to Rochester right away, whether we leave him in Cincinnati a little bit longer. We'll have a better sense for that in about 5 or 6 weeks.
Randy, we haven't talked all that much about the Sabres, what has happened here in the last few weeks, but everybody noticed that practice yesterday actually started not on the ice, but playing soccer in the atrium of the KeyBank Arena. Are we to deduce from that this is the head coach just trying to get his team to lighten the mood and have some fun here, that guys might be gripping the stick a little too tight here, would you say, at this point? What did you make of that?
Well, you know, Ralph, very much a player's coach, and I think if you talk to any of our players on or off the record, they'll tell you what a great communicator he is, how candid and honest but empathetic he is, and Ralph works very hard, along with the rest of our staff, to build deep and strong relationships with all of our players. And I, you know, our players are gripping the stick, and I think, you know, there's typically that happens at two different times. One, when players lack confidence, or two, they care so much they really, really want to help the team. And I think it's really more of the latter in our case. We've got a great group of guys in Buffalo this year. They really care. They've really embraced what Ralph and the coaches have been preaching. And what we're really trying to do is get them to relax, get them, you know, to get back to the simple habits that it takes to score goals, and part of the relaxation piece was playing a little bit of soccer, do something a little different.
Randy, I mean, we could talk about the team gripping the stick too tightly. We could talk about the injuries. We could talk about the difficulty scoring 5-on-5 goals. What else would you point to as the reason for the recent downturn in play for Buffalo?
Well, you know, it's a very long season. There's more parity than there's ever been. And the quality of play is at the highest that it's ever been. And, you know, about 50% of the games in our league are decided by one goal. That's the narrowest margin that exists in our game. So I don't think there's anything magical about, you know, where we are. We got off to a great start. We've hit a little bit of a skid. But our players didn't suddenly wake up and not be good players anymore. Our goalies didn't suddenly wake up and not be able to stop the puck. It's really a combination of the parity that's in the league, the difficulty of the schedule, and the need for all of our guys to be on the same page 60 minutes every night.
Randy, I personally loved it when Jack Eichel threw off the gloves. What did you think there? Because there's two ways to look at it. One, he's not paid to do that, but on the other hand, he's a leader of this team, and if his team needs a little bit of a jolt, why not? What was your takeaway from what you saw Monday night? Tuesday night?
For me personally, I thought it was tremendous. You know, there is nobody, and I mean nobody, on our roster in Buffalo that wants to win and loves Buffalo more than Jack Eichel. And, you know, Jack puts tremendous pressure on himself to be perfect every night, to be the star every night, to be the greatest captain in the history of the league. And he just turned 23 years old. And, you know, we've been working hard with Jack to help him, you know, understand that there are nights he might not be perfect. There's night he just might not have his mojo. But to stick with the process, trust himself and his coaches, and just play the game. So, you know, I think he was probably a little bit frustrated. I think he was trying to lead by setting an example that he had had enough, that he wanted to, you know, provide some energy and some passion to the team. And, you know, you never want to see him hurt himself in that, but in a scrap like that. But, you know, I thought it showed tremendous leadership. It showed his passion. And it showed how much he cared about both his teammates in the city.
Agreed. I agree with everything you just said. That's exactly what I was thinking as that was happening. And I also thought to myself, well, if that didn't look like a boiling point, I don't know what a boiling point looks like. That looked like a guy who's just frustrated and has been doing a lot to try and keep things going in the right direction. Guy that was the only goal scorer for over two games, finally just kind of hitting his breaking point and trying to set an example for the rest of the team to pick up their intensity a little bit.
Absolutely.
Randy, if we have a couple more minutes with you, we've gotten some tweets, some listener questions. I'm going to combine Jason and Steve. They both have kind of the same question. Other teams in the AHL going out and helping their teams when injuries or call-ups hit. Steve points out that we bring up players from Cincinnati that hardly produce in Cincinnati. Why aren't AHL caliber players being brought in to help if you're truly interested in putting a team here that can succeed?
Well, I think our commitment over the past two seasons plus this year shows that we're interested in succeeding.
I agree.
I know. We have a very healthy payroll compared to the rest of the American Hockey League, and we've got good depth. So we have and are and will continue to be committed to bringing and building a good team in Rochester. So I think our fans know that. Number two, we have a second tier affiliate for a reason. It's for reasons like this. And you know, we want to put players in roles where they can make a meaningful contribution and also in roles that are required. You know, we're currently sitting at 10, 3, 1, and 2, and we had 8 forwards out of the line at the last couple of games. So I think, you know, the guys that we're bringing in from Cincinnati are fulfilling their role. They're doing what they're capable of doing. They're doing what we're asking them to do, and our team has continued to have success. We look for players every day, but we have a very specific set of criteria, both from a player perspective and from a human being perspective, and we don't just sign players to throw them in a jersey on the roster to say, hey, look what we're doing. We have a methodical approach, and we have guys that we think meet the criteria of being a Buffalo Sabre and a Rochester American. If we can find those guys, we sign them up, and if we can't, we don't.
And Randy, Tom also tweeting in a question. Is the organization looking for a number one center slash scoring forward to help the power play?
Well, I think when we're healthy, we certainly have enough talent on the team to have a successful power play. You know, power plays are an interesting beast. It's not just about having gifted scorers. There has to be some chemistry. And if you look at our roster when we're 100% healthy, I think we have two very good power play unit staff with power play capable personnel. However, we have not developed the chemistry yet. And that's something that the injuries may have interrupted a little bit. We'll see when everybody's back healthy. But are we looking to supplement and improve our team? Absolutely. I spend part of every day on the phone talking to the other GMs around the league looking to make deals to try and improve our team. But as I said before, we're not going to do it just to throw a new name on the roster to say, hey, look what we did. I do believe and have confidence our power play will improve, primarily when we're back to full health.
Amherst taking on Hartford Friday night. Sabres in action in Boston. Randy, let's do this again, maybe after the Thanksgiving holiday. Talk to you before the end of the year. Randy, we really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Randy. Amherst General Manager Randy Sexton. Some good knowledge there from Randy, keeping us updated on what's going on with the Rochester Americans, along with the Buffalo Sabres. And if you came in late for that or if you missed any of it, we'll get it for you on demand shortly. The radio.com app. Just search out the sports bar.
Yeah, Scott Wilson. I think that was the most encouraging thing, that he will be back this weekend. Lear cleared for contact next month, December 3rd. And Remy Ely not sure yet, as he's still waiting to hear from a specialist.
They're looking to get Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen a handful of starts in Cincinnati. I believe he said 14 to 16 starts in Cincinnati.
And then reassess
around Christmas time. And when that happens, when they do that reassessment, then they'll decide what they want to do with him in terms of whether they want to leave him in Cincinnati or bring him up to Rochester and have him get some more reps here. Encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a good problem to have, but...
By the way,
when Jason Bottrell Tuesday night says, hey, the trade market right now, it's, we're looking for a forward, ask Randy, how's that going? What was his word? The trade market right now is constipated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Sabres aren't the only ones trying to get something done. There you go. Randy Sexton, always great having him on with us. Rochester Americans general manager, Buffalo Sabres assistant general manager. Next, I'll drink to that in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. Some takes on tap, Gino.
Yeah, takes coming up here. We got a lot to get to here. Eric Weddle. Is he doing a Jedi mind trick, or did he do the thing you really can't do? If you haven't heard what he said, as the Rams and Ravens, a very interesting matchup. And am I allowed to change my take? Of course I am.
You are?
I'm changing my take.
I thought hedgers are losers.
No. I'm not hedging.
Oh.
Okay. Hedging would be, well, if this happens for Syracuse, they'll win. But if this doesn't happen, they'll lose. No. I had a take on Syracuse, and now with new information, I am changing my take. Yes, they won last night, but this team, they're doomed. I'm sorry.
Doomed?
Yes. They're not good.
With Old Man Potter as the head coach, they're doomed?
Oh, man.
Hogwash!
Merry Christmas to you in jail.
Man defense? Hogwash! Not on my court! I can't get this Wickersham LA football piece out of my head. It's just every time Wickersham puts out a piece that documents dysfunction in the NFL, it's delicious. It's so awesome. And you know it's true. You know it's true because you hear people try to defend it or we don't know what we're talking about. No, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke in Los Angeles, around the stadium that's being built. I have a suggestion. I'll throw that out there as well. And one of our coworkers today, I'm not going to throw him under the bus, but Gino, you.
Oh, I had a conversation with him.
You should be upset.
I am.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here. This is a faux pas. This is a deal breaker if you're a fan. You can't be this fan. You just can't, right?
Well, where's the line when it comes to...
All right, we'll dissect. Yeah, yeah. We'll dissect the situation. But something was done today by a fan of the New York Mets in this building.
I mean, would a Bills fan wear a Jets jersey?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
We'll get into that here in a second. The Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.